This Sunday, the 6th of July, come on down to the GAA Centre Tullamore for the Ballinamere GAA Supper Dance to music by the band Manhattan. You're guaranteed a great night this Sunday, the 6th of July, at the Ballinamere GAA Supper Dance in the GAA Centre in Tullamore.
Shopping in Tullamore? Where can you dress the men in your life, change your hairstyle, pick out a smart new tracksuit, enjoy a delicious lunch, get the kids some educational toys, curtain your whole house and choose a super new outfit for yourself?
You got it in one.
The Mall Shopping Arcade at Tullamore, where you'll find Gleason's Men's and Boys Wear, Cassard's Ladies and Gents Hairstylists, Sports World, the Pine Tree Restaurant, Bolton's Curtain Centre, Alphabet Children's Shop, Checkers Boutique. Great variety, great quality, great value at the Mall Tullamore.
You got it in one.
Snow Cream Dairies of Moat, fresh milk daily, available in the new handy litre cartons. Also available on new Snowlight low-fat milk. For deliveries in the Athlone area, contact Reginald Lee & Sons on 0902 75037. From Mullingar, contact Mike McCarthy on 044 48286 or contact our head office in Moat on 0902 81151. Snow Cream and Snowlight milk is now available in your local shops and supermarkets. So, housewives, when shopping, be sure to avail of our new handy 1 litre cartons. Support your local dairy. Contact for deliveries, Reginald Lee & Sons, on 0902 75037 for Athlone. Contact Mike McCarthy on 044 48286 for Mullingar. Or contact our head office in Moat on 0902 81151. Snow Cream Dairies of Moat.
Singles to give away. So get your Sam's Buds crisp today. There's Ghetto Blasters going too in this Sam's Buds competition boogaloo. So start eating pretty fast. 1,000 records ain't gonna last. Get your Sam's Buds crisp today. Get your Sam's Buds crisp today.
5 great Ghetto Blasters and 1,000 golden disc tokens for any smash hit single must be won with Sam's Buds crisps. Check the Sam's Buds competition in the Sunday World or get down to your local Sam's Spot store for details.
So get your Sam Spots crisp today. Yeah.
Stereo Rock, WEST.
minutes away from 11 with Van Halen, the new singer from them, that's called Dreams. Now, I've heard of putting your feet up on a Sunday morning, and I'm sure you've got them up right now, but ever had your feet up on the desk in the office and then had to change position quickly when the boss walked in? Well, in future, keep them there, because T. Boone Pickens, a corporate headhunter, says putting your feet up is an attitude of confidence, and it also gave Mark Brenner the idea of designing a desktop foot couch for executives who don't care about the opinions of other people. And apparently he got the idea after seeing laid-back photographs of President Reagan. Just 12 inches long by 3 inches high, the leather-top footrest comes in marble or rosewood, vibrating or stationary. And at $35 each, Brenner, age 35 himself, a former marriage therapist, is expected to sell 200,000 of them this year. A baby rolling in money. Not bad. Making money, having your feet up as well. 9 before 11.
Central Garage, Mount Mellick, telephone 0502-24105 for all new Nissan's X stock, a full service backup, a parts department and a wide selection of quality used cars. Don't forget, folks, our extra special offer given on the all new 86 Bluebird range. The Central Garage, Mount Mellick, telephone 0502-24105.
pick up a free film every time you leave your photographs for developing by Colour Care at the Fairgreen Pharmacy in Mullingar. They offer a 48-hour service with quality prints every time. Colour Care Developing at the Fairgreen Pharmacy in the Tesco Shopping Centre, Mullingar. Take your films for developing and pick up a free one.
General Custer, the scout is back!
What happened?
Alpha Chief Lime bought a cake of bull massage like you told me.
And?
Well, he said he had his reservations.
Dang. What does he want, all the Bulmers?
He said he wants half, General. Otherwise, he's going to attack with 1,000 Braves and have our scalps.
Keep your hair on, Corporal. He's bluffing.
General, there's 1,000 Braves coming over the hill.
Well, what are you waiting for, Corporal? Let's give our Indian friends a Bulmers.
Yes, sir. Great decision, sir.
Bulmers. Great decision.
The Central Garage Mount Mellick, telephone 0502-241-05. For all new Nissan's X stock, a full-service backup, a parts department, and a wide selection of quality used cars. Don't forget, folks, our extra special offer given on the all-new 86 Bluebird range. The Central Garage Mount Mellick, telephone 0502-241-05.
Oh, week's Sunday World. Is Foreign Affairs Minister Peter Barry the man who will take over from Gareth Fitzgerald? As the Taoiseach's popularity hits rock bottom, Bill Stewart conducts an interview with Mr. Barry, which makes fascinating reading. Sunday World, how the people of Fatima Mansions are fighting back against the menace of drugs and the curse of unemployment. Sunday World, singer John Denver bears his heart to Sam Smith. Sunday World, Father Brian Darcy's 500 column. Sunday World in Tuanua are set for the big one. Sunday World, Simple Minds are your colour pop pinup. Sunday World, Garbadick has a laugh in store for you. Sunday World, we're still the best and we're still only 50p. Sunday World.
In your little corner of the world, you could roll around the globe and never find a warmer soul to know. Captive in the snow. Oh, Nikita, you will never know anything about my home. I never know how good it feels to hold you. Oh, Nikita, I need you so. Of me, do you ever see the letters that I write? When you look up through the wire, Nikita, do you count the stars at night? And if there comes a time, guns and gates no longer hold you in. And if you're free to make a choice, just look towards the west and find a friend. Oh, Nikita, you will never know anything about my home. I'll never know how good it feels to hold you.
Nikita, give me all night. Sunday morning with Elton John is only single number one from 1985 called Nikita. Good morning, you're listening to Radio West on 765 kHz on 99 FM in stereo. It's Sunday the 6th of July and time to take a look around the radio dial. As I say, good morning, Captain West. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all.
Good
top of the morning this morning.
A very good morning to you all.
Really and truly.
Good old day.
Went to bed tired, but I'm really top of the crop this morning.
Totally recovered now, are you? After working hard yesterday.
Ready for action.
No faults with the transmitter this morning, hopefully, now.
No, I think the fairies actually have left us alone from last weekend. We had an awful lot of trouble, actually.
Atmospheric conditions as well didn't help matters.
Yeah, with a little problem with the transmitter and that alone, the output transistor, it gave it a bit of a hammering, which resulted in a dropping power, we say, from about 70 watts to about 45 watts.
Great.
It took me ages to tune her up, and after thinking about it for a couple of days, I reckoned, well, it happened at the same time, so that was the bit of trouble we got.
Mm-hmm.
No diodes or anything else, I don't think, went on us. No, they didn't.
No, on the subject of Athlone, I believe your FM was logged in Dungannon in County Tyrone, which is quite good, I think, isn't it? So good Brian. Up there in Dungannon. Very good morning to you, sir.
As far as I know, it's on 101.7, 101.875.
Although it's been changing around just recently, hasn't it?
Yeah,
really?
I've been working on 101.5 about a month ago. Then it was last week, it was on 102.4, I think.
Yeah.
Because we're having trouble, actually, with our area there. Just a complete mismatch for some reason, even though the SWR was fairly good, but it only tuned in at certain frequencies better than others. So we got a new telecom aerial thing, this one, and stuck it up. It didn't really seem to improve the situation. It just seems to be a delay of the aerial or the ground or reflection of the
strange things,
sheds around
strange
or whatever.
Things. Yeah.
A fairy, I call it.
A gremlin somewhere.
Yeah, gremlins, yeah, something like that.
Steven Spielberg, better watch out.
Aye.
Right, we have one or two letters as well to read through as well.
Actually, I've a great letter here. Well, a great letter. A very funny letter. Contradicting itself, if I may say so. And it's from IBC, Irish Broadcast Consultants, which are based in Belfast, as far as I know. And Miles Johnson is the man in charge there. And he writes me three pages of a letter, which he starts off giving out about the programme. Then he goes on and he says that we do all sorts of gear. Then he starts talking about transmitters and everything else. And then he starts knocking our transmitter. And there's an awful lot of slagging going on this. Now, what I've done is I've just barely edited the letters. It's three pages long, so I've just edited some of the letter. So, Mines, if you're listening in this morning, this is your own handwriting. And it's just I can't believe it. Dear sir, with reference to your radio broadcast that has come to my attention via Heady Eddie, Radio Midway, and my name being slandered on the air. So now this is number one accusation, right? He goes on then and he talks about Phoenix 150-watt transmitters. These like SBS, CyberScan, are all built in London for the London North of England Pirates. Phoenix and SBS do not use professional subcontractors. Now, that's number one person he's like in their Phoenix Communication, which we run an ad actually here for. Do not use professional subcontractors, as does CyberScan. It is the 100-watt FM on 102 that Eddie has, which is radiating 3,200 watts into the north. Eddie, if you can remember, last Sunday week was talking to us on the air, and he informed us there's an Italian rig the man had 250 watts, which he'd given about £3,000 for. And he also gave us a clear name for that as well, which escapes the mind. And it is clearly audible 35 miles away in Belfast. That is a cyber scan supplied by IBC. So now, Eddie does not know what transmitter he has himself. He now has been told that he's got a cyber scan transmitter supplied by IBC. And so on, he goes on talking about other transmitters and what price they are and everything else. Radio Midway, which is our other radio station here in Mullingar, Radio Midway came to me wanting a 10 kilowatt AM transmitter and the works for less than £7,000. Well, that's everybody would want that sort of a deal at £7,000. We all look for it, whether we get it or not is another thing. I explained to them that this was not possible, right? And now you have a rundown 10 kilowatt blown up and burnt by Chris Carey some years ago transmitter. If you don't know it, you might as well know it now, I'm telling you, sort of thing. The 10 kilowatt you have melted its output valves, etc., several times until Kerry decided to buy a proper transmitter, i.e. a CSI rig. So here's Miles Johnson slagging us about our programme, and he's mowing poor Chris Kerry and Radio West and everybody to bits about our burned out transmitter. Anyway, it's not a burned out transmitter, and it has never went as well since we bought it off Radio Nova some years ago. It's actually went very, very well.
You mentioned about Kiss FM as well, have you?
He gets a crack at everybody here, actually. And he says that the transmitter they have here in Mullingar, Radio Midway, is a Eddie Peter Gibney transmitter. Eddie told me himself that he built it here on the
airwaves. That's right, so he did.
Here's a man that I think is the other half of Eddie at the way he's going on. Just because a new antenna system arrives in the scene that no one around is competent to either tune up or understand does not mean it should be slagged to hell. God, he's getting really low now.
Oh dear.
Anyway, Kiss FM. This station is a direct son of the station I built in County Armagh to stimulate northern businessmen into getting into pirates. The station is run by incompetent assholes.
Charming.
So anyway, I think, in actual fact, this man, there's a lot more. I'm not going to even read it out. So how about editors?
I think
here.
You've gone far enough.
Anyway, this man here, I think, has gone a bit too far.
Oh, dear.
The slagging and slagging in it, but I don't think he can slag everybody.
No, blames us for slagging and then goes and slags everybody
else. Yeah, he blames us for slagging people, which I think we base it all on facts. I don't think he can come along.
We'll draw a close to it there, I think, and then just maybe hang the letter up in
a small room in the house. Yes, I've actually showed it to quite a few people, and definitely it's common opinion that the man, I don't know, what will say about him. Anyway, there it is in his own handwriting.
Right.
Very disappointed with the guy indeed, because since he is a businessman and in the business of selling transmitters and that, I think it's in his own favour to praise people. Right?
Enough said. Enough said. 12 minutes past 11 o'clock and we have a guest on the programme this morning live in the studio. I shall say very good morning to Bob Gallico.
Good morning to you, Phil. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
You look a little bit tired, actually.
Oh, well, you know, I usually lie in on a Sunday morning.
Oh, I see. It's just that I'm top of the morning this morning. I think that's what's really killing me.
Yeah.
Or working for me, anyway.
Now, getting up at, quarter to nine. Very unusual for somebody. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Not too bad at all.
It's
lovely.
Nice to be here, because since I've been with the queue, I haven't reached all the people that I used to reach.
Mm-hmm.
With that station you were mentioning just a bit earlier.
Yeah.
Nova. Yeah. So it's nice to be able to say hello.
Yes. What else is out? That's very, very good. I think we'll take a record and we'll just sort out all our microphones and everything.
Right, we will do indeed, yes. It comes from the Waterboys this morning. Record that seems to be very popular with our listeners in the Midlands area, and indeed that was recorded an awful long time ago last year as well. Only come to popularity over here in the Midlands area. So here's the Waterboys now on a Sunday morning called The Hole of the Moon.
Spirit.
Windsurfing is fun for everyone this summer. Yes, at Lakeside Surf, you can partake in Europe's fastest growing sport on your own sailboard and wetsuit for only £5.42 per week. That's right. By availing of our easy payment scheme, you can buy your own sailboard and wetsuit for only £5.42 a week. For further details, contact James at Lakeside Surf at the Bloomfield Hotel Mullingar. Telephone 044 426 77. Announcing the Ballymahon Fesh this weekend on the 5th and 6th of July. Competitions for Saturday include Irish dancing and music for beginners and non-prize winners. On Sunday the 6th, an open-air concert commencing at 2 p.m, music by the Carltons. Admission is free. At 3 p.m, the official opening of the Fesh by Mr. Albert Reynolds, TD. On Sunday night, at Keighley, dancing from 10 till 2 with bigger dancing competitions. Music by the Carltons. So for a great weekend of song and dancing, make it to the Ballymahon Fesh. It's the place to be this weekend, the 5th and 6th of July.
Your main Opel dealer is Christie Slater & Sons Limited of the Lynn Industrial Estate, Mullingar. Contact Pat Keenan or Christie himself for the best deal on A1 used cars, which include a 1986 Toyota Carina 2, a 1985 Cadet diesel van, a 1983 Toyota pickup diesel, and a 1982 Starlet with a choice of two. We offer a top trade-in allowance on all motors, also a genuine after-sales service. Telephone us today on 044 40350 or 42760. Christie Slater & Sons Limited, Lynn Industrial Estate, Mullingar. Telephone us right away.
I'm back with you at 19 minutes past 11. Reintroduce the gentleman in the studio now, please. Can we?
With pop shield and all, thank you very much. Thank you, yeah. What?
Introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Bob Gallico, I think. I'm quite sure on a Sunday this early, anyway. And I just came down to say hello, and, well, I'm here for a blatant commercial reason.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
This is always a reason. No, I have a program called The Time of My Life, which I've developed, and I'm trying to flog it to various stations around the country. What it is, see, it's a one-hour program, which should be weekly, and it's music from the big band era, which I am not ashamed to admit is my era, the era that I grew up in. The Glenn Millers and the Tommy Dorseys and so forth. I have a lot of memories, a lot of reminiscences, a lot of stories about the time, and I love the music, and I think that an awful lot of people around the country like it as well. So I put together this program, which is 1 hour of music from the big band era, chat, you know, the sort of absurdities and nonsense that I used to do on an unnamed station, and the reminiscences of the time. I know that, you know, an awful lot of the stations around the country do tend to be music stations. You know, they're looking for the younger listeners. But I think that the 40s and 50s music, which is nostalgia, there's always been a market for it. There is a nostalgic kick at the moment. And I think that an awful lot of listeners might come to some of the stations to hear that kind of a program once a week. Mm-hmm. So I've set it up. I've recorded about 9 of them, and it's all ready to go. And all I need now are outlets for it. See, plug, plug, plug.
Can I discuss price? No.
The price, in fact, works out to £30 a week. And I think it's a kind of a program where one sponsor could be found who would like to associate himself with that kind of a program, and possibly even with me. And all the station has to do is to find one sponsor to sponsor the 1 hour a week. 2 minutes of commercial time allocated for it in the program, which would give rather nice coverage to a certain spot, any sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it actually is. But say with ourselves here, the way I look at it, just that pop and country and western seem to be our best, just judging by ourselves.
Sure.
Here. We did try once upon a time, classical hour, we say, on a Sunday evening,
mm-hmm.
And it seemed to come off with a great bang altogether, and we got a good bit of response.
Yep.
To it. And after a while then, and we actually had a very good presenter doing it, it sort of kind of just dwindled away. I think possibly for a few other reasons as well, and that was, it was the height of winter. And I think the Foreigner had great sport playing around with us during these real low classical records. He was mowing in on top of us. So I think that was probably a more favorable reason.
Yeah, well,
for,
as you know,
dying away.
Yeah, as you know, I used to do a classical program on Nova. But
that's,
I tried,
right,
to,
yeah,
keep it light, and I tried to keep humor in it, as I do with everything, because it's so much a part of my life.
Mm.
And I tried to keep the music not too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And it did bring a lot of young listeners. And I remember once I was extremely pleased. It was reward enough for doing the program when a fellow named John Flaherty, who was a young lad, Dublin lad, and was our librarian, came into me one Monday after the Sunday night show and said, I was listening to the program last night, and I like that classical music, it's nice. Mm-hmm. I thought, that's great. Now there's a young listener, who probably, like many young people, thought, oh, classical music is not for me, it's too heavy. Here was somebody who heard another side of classical music, sort of light stuff, and yeah. Only realized he liked it. Now, hopefully he went on and carried on listening. In other words, it broadened his musical spectrum.
Yeah. Can I be so bold as to ask, is that the kind of radio that you've been associated for the greater part of your life?
In fact, quite honestly, Phil, I haven't been associated with radio. I've only been associated with it for a minority part of my life,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not. I did 2 years of radio in the States, going back to 1951 and 52.
Yes.
And then there was a gap of about 30 years. I was in show business as an actor and in films for a long time.
Good grief.
And then was out of the business. And I only came back into radio when I joined Nova.
Mm-hmm.
So really it's formed. I've always loved it. And I think if 20 years ago somebody like Radio Caroline or the BBC or Luxembourg, well, Caroline wasn't there, but Luxembourg or the BBC had offered me a job as a presenter in radio, I would have jumped at it and stayed in it because I always loved the medium and still do.
What kind of things did you do in American radio? Were you doing basically the same thing?
It was a little bit different in that I worked for two stations. One was down in Augusta, Georgia, and the other was in Savannah, Georgia, both in the Deep South. One was an NBC affiliate, and the other was an ABC affiliate. In other words, you were carrying the network programs.
Yeah.
Probably around 50% of the time,
and
the rest was local programming. And once you went on shift, you did everything. There was you and nobody else in the place. You know, you ran the board. The commercials were all live.
Yeah.
Very, very few recorded commercials. And you would, you'd have a record program, you'd be doing news, you'd be keying in the network things, you'd be reading ads, a general 8-hour shift.
Yeah. Incredible.
It was great. And the equipment obviously wasn't as sophisticated as it is now. The tape recorders had only just come in.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was all on the grams, and that was in 78, of course.
Yeah, the clockwork ones.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you had to wind up the transmitter.
Keep feeding coal into the mixer every now and then.
<That's right.
laughs> Oh, great. So you're really enjoying yourself at the moment, then, with what you're doing?
Thoroughly. Thoroughly.
Good.
I mean, the last 4 years, it was a career that I hadn't expected to be back in again. I was out of the business. I was with Weddiglaze, selling double glazing and area managing, which is what I know Mullingar. I know the whole country from Weddiglaze. I never expected to be back in the business again, certainly not radio. I always dreamed of it.
Nova must have been a fabulous place to work in.
Yeah, it was. And as I said, it was like a dream. The last 4 years have been the happiest working years of my life. I had been listening to Nova about a year before I joined it. Shortly after they started, I suppose like most people, I discovered it by accident. I was just...
That's right, yeah.
And I suddenly can't. Funny enough, I had read only about... 2 weeks before I first heard Nova, about some station in Texas that was putting up a massive transmitter, about, 70 million megawatts or something. And they were hoping to be heard in Europe. They were going to broadcast and hope to reach Europe. And I was fooling around the dial. It was about 1 minute to the hour. I was in the car, and I suddenly heard this American voice talking. I think it was announcing, the next program.
Yeah.
And then the news came on, and at that time it was a guy called Pete Moss.
Yeah.
You recall Pete. And I thought, hey, that's it. That's a Texas station. I've got this. Terrific. Wonderful. The news finished, and a commercial came on for the Red Corner Shop. Why are they advertising the Red Corner Shop in Texas? It went on, and that's when I began to suddenly realize that this was a local station. I thought, this is so professional.
Yeah.
And I listened to it for thereafter. And I fantasized, if I ever did go back into radio, which is unlikely, but if I ever did, that's the station I'd like to work for because they were so professional.
Yeah, they were indeed. Yeah. Definitely.
Mm. It worked
out. So you got your break and all, you did.
Yeah, and again, I'm a fatalist. My life has taught me to be that, que sera, sera kind of thing. I was in the car one day. I was area managing for Weddiglaze at the time. I was in my car at 9:30 in the morning, which was unusual because normally I would have been in the office or down the country. Happened to be in the car, happened to switch on the radio at precisely the right time to hear the job spot at 9:30, advertising for the only time Only that one time at 9:30 that morning for a newsreader. This is when Ken Hammond was leaving for a newsreader for Radio Nova.
Right.
And they said, if you think you have a radio voice, and if you can read and write news, and if you can type, that was one of the requisites, and I could. That was the one thing out of
so you taught all those things.
Yeah, and I thought, for the crack, I'll do it. I had no thoughts whatsoever that anything would happen. For the crack, I'll do it. So I went home, got the evening papers, wrote up a news bulletin, recorded it on my tape recorder, dropped the cassette in the next day, and thought no more about it whatsoever.
Mm.
And 3 days later, I later got a letter from Sybil Fennell saying, would you like to come down for an interview? So I rang her up and said, how about this afternoon? Mm. And she said, fine. Went down, and within half an hour...
You were reading news in Nova.
No.
That's the way we go.
Almost.
Usually when people are looking for staff, they want them to start now, not tomorrow.
Exactly.
Not quite, but she offered me a job, and I thought about it for about 10 seconds and then said, okay, part-time at first, and then full-time, I'll take the risk. Mm-hmm. Knowing that I had a lifeline back to Wedding Lane, if things didn't work out. Mm-hmm. And
that, you were fairly lucky in that line, weren't you?
Very lucky. Time. I was in the right place, but I believe I was meant to be there. It was meant to happen.
That's what it's all about, is being in the right place at the right time.
Sure.
I'm going to rip myself off you now before you go. I get some of this talent.
So, it all went from there, and it's been the happiest 4 years of my working life, I can say. Mm-hmm.
There really started a sort of a generation of new radio from the point of view of the independent radio that was going along at the time. I can remember, when I was working in Crumlin, and I think Radio Dublin came on the air. I think it was the first day that they broadcast for the whole day.
Yeah.
And we thought it was fantastic. The whole lot of us working together with the radio on up to the last. We were working in the sun and whatever. And I think we're one of the first people, in actual fact, to get through to them. Because your man announced the number, and we said, waste of time, you won't get through to that number. So we rang up, and your man was shouting for about 20 minutes, looking for somebody to ring him up. So it turned out the lady involved in sales, where I was working, rang up and got a request for the whole lot of us. We were three sheets in the air, we didn't know what it was at all. We're working like devils for the rest of the day. So,
I suppose, yes, I mean, obviously...
They brought really professionalism, too. They kind of went to... Beyond.
Yeah, it took a giant leap from the Radio Dublin type of radio, the real pirate radio, into a type of radio which I've always rejected the term pirate. I mean, I know it's a generic term. It's very handy and very easy label to apply, but there is a world of difference between a pirate and, you know, the Novas and the Qs and the Radio West.
Mm-hmm. But I think everybody followed suit with them. Like, definitely radio generally, no matter where it is, whether it be in the country or in Dublin, everybody sort of followed Nova or tried to catch up with them. They've definitely done radio an awful lot of good as far as I know.
Oh, yeah.
Even RTE kind of changed around a little bit. We won't say that it was because of that, but definitely they improved too along the line.
I think it is because of it. We're
nice people here.
I mean, they had to. If you have it all your own way, if you're a monopoly, even if it's not conscious, you tend not to perhaps to do your best because there's nothing pushing you. It's like somebody in sport. If you're only sort of practicing a sport or playing it for fun, golf or anything else, you're not going to play your best if you're in a competitive situation. It does bring out the best in you, and I think this is also true of RTE. They had to compete, and to give them credit, they have.
Definitely. Yeah. Doesn't it? Well, they took all the good staff around the place anyway. Competing that way, I think, with maybe the auction of staff, like, I'll bid more than he does.
We train them, they buy them.
It's like Tony Allen, the time he did an ad for Radio Nova there just before it closed down. He said, this is, I think Nova were in a bad sort of way for staff at the time. And he was saying, this is a training ground for Europe for professional DJs. And he was bang on. Like, it was just a matter of somebody saying it, because that's what, in actual fact, what Nova was doing. They did supply an awful lot of good DJs who had never been heard of before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To England and to America and everywhere else.
I remember once they ran a promo for advertising for DJs and going round all the background of things, saying we've had staff that have gone on to work for Luxembourg, we've had staff that have gone on to work for the BBC.
Yeah.
I remember Peter Madison saying something about that afterwards, saying, I think it's only fair to say that some of the staff have gone to work for Dublin Corporation. And
yes, and have appeared in the Dole queues from time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's true. Chris set the standard, and you had to measure up to that standard.
Mm.
That was great training.
Mm-hmm. It was, I'm sure. How do you think it'll develop local radio in Ireland, then, Bob?
It's terribly hard to say, Phil.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, it's very
it
much
looks
so.
Like there's definitely, we say, a couple of years left in it.
Yeah, yeah. Sadly.
Sadly, exactly. But there's a doubt. I'd love to see the situation sorted out. The sooner, the better. because at least it means... Like, Q, I think, have definitely taken the bull by the horns from the way they've done up their studios and everything else. It is a credit to them, without a doubt. It's fantastic, it's clean, it's professionalism and everything else. I'd love to probably have the same feel as Q would say, to do the same sort of a facelift to this place here, and have it. The only danger is that the type of work they put into it costs definitely an awful lot of money.
Of course it does.
And you're running a risk of being closed down tomorrow, whatever the case may be. But I think if you're up there and at the top and you're turning a lot of money and you're hopefully making a lot of money, in actual fact, you can afford that and write it off at the end of the day against tax or whatever the case might be.
I suppose so, and I think you have that much confidence anyway that you've got at least probably a year and a half, 2 years, in order to recoup any new capitalization that you put into it, which is in fact what's happened, you know, the capitalization is in. Yeah, sadly, because I think it's time for regularization. I think it's very sad what's happened in Britain now, the shelving of...
Ah, they shelved the whole lot.
Oh, absolutely stupid, yeah. Very strange.
And here it just seems to go on and on and on. I think, all right, the credit to the Fine Gael that they at least did attempt to bring in a bill this time. Which
it was kind of Labour's fault then in the end. It was a showdown, wasn't it?
Sure, yeah.
In actual fact, last Sunday, I was talking to Lawrence of Phoenix Communications in London, and he told me actually last Sunday because about the British government shelving the whole thing. It was on the news, I think, on Tuesday evening or Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. He told me on Sunday. And himself and another chap there had set up a little company. And they had really put an awful lot of work into getting printed circuit boards done and sort of test modules to show to the IBA for proposals for them to build the transmitters for these new stations. And I even seen some of the equipment when I was over there myself with locks on and keys and all sorts of menageries like that. It was foolproof and perfectly solid and clear and crisp.
There's a big rumour going around, of course, at the moment now that there's going to be a large upsurge of pirates once again in Britain, in the UK, just because the community bill has failed, you know?
Mm. Actually, I was looking at Radio Jackie on the ITN. They had a picture of Radio Jackie while they were talking
about all this. That was a great station. It was very well run, actually, the way they had it.
Tony Collins.
It was only because the IBA opened up a franchise called Radio Mercury down in London that they put out a writ against Jackie for taking advertising from their area. But before that, there was no IBA coverage around there at all. And Jackie threatened to take the IBA to court for Declaration of Human Rights. Because
it's kind of the same principle, say, with RTE working on the... the Galway station there at the time, they were causing interference.
That's right, yeah.
They put a writ on them, and they're now looking for £350,000.
But they actually put the writ on the wrong company because it's a different advertising company.
They made a mistake there. But it just goes to show that, in actual fact, it is possible. And if my good friend down there in Athlone is listening, I think he might take note of what we've just said there. That is Mark Anthony, who is starting a new station at Lone called Signal Radio. And had a chat with a man on Saturday, and I was explaining to him that he's thrown out a few harmonics, sprogs, whatever you'd like to call them, over the band, including on top of RTE and ourselves. And he informed me that he was clean, that there was no problem whatsoever, that he had an RTE man looking at his transmitter, and it was in perfect order. So I say to him, Mark, get your RTE man back again and get him to have a look at your transmitter, because it is trying out a few harmonics around the place, and it just upsets everybody. It makes bad news. If you're on the air, keep it clean and abide by the rules and regulations. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
It's a matter of having to, like, they're grown-up people who usually own these stations, and they've just got to bear that in mind.
Oh, sure, you've got to keep your own house in order and keep it clean, because if there's ever to be any hope of a regulated system in this country, certainly from...
it will encourage it anyway.
Oh, yeah, and certainly those who have kept it clean are the ones who are going to be in line, I would say, for franchises.
Definitely, without a doubt. I tried to explain that to this man, and he just seemed to be...
And if there's anything that's going to annoy
people... I don't know, maybe he was pulling me leg, I hope he was. Yeah. And that he'd get himself sorted out. He was causing a bit of interference to our link, actually, on 101.7, which is my main reason for chatting to the man, but there's also interference on 96.6 and all around there. I did check it on the...
Well, if anything is going to upset authorities, is interference as well, you know, even
more. Yeah, it is a very, very serious thing, and I think you just can't take it with a shrug of the shoulders, like, oh, I don't know, or we're clean, or whatever the case may be. It's something they can be very, very seriously. And to get it checked out as soon as you can.
Well, this, I mean, the whole future of the local independent radio during the time that it takes to get legislation. It depends on keeping the airways as clean as possible.
Right? Like the last time in Dublin, Bob, I'm sure you can remember it, actually. I remember you quite well. We said, remember the time there was a march on and all this thing?
Yes.
Well, like, the root of evil of all that started was where somebody, in actual fact, did interfere with Aer Lingus, their communications there. That was definitely obvious at the time. And there was massive pressure on from Aer Lingus and I think a few other people to the government and actually had to do something about it, because at that stage FM stereo was starting to really creep into Dublin in a big way.
Yes.
Like, I think Nova was the first one to go on FM stereo.
Yep.
And the next thing you had was, say, Sunshine. I think they were on probably before them.
They were on before
them.
They were on before them.
But then you had all these other little fellas coming flying along. They had to get on FM because it seemed like this was the trend to get into FM, which has obviously proved itself. It is the trend.
Sure.
And there was interference caused in Aer Lingus. So that, in actual fact, brought the government. Remember, that started all the raids.
Yeah.
If you can remember well. Yeah. Now, even though Nova and people like that argued, say, well, it wasn't us, and the other fellow said, well, it wasn't us either, but obviously it had made the headlines a few weeks before that, where in actual fact there was some flight coming in, and your man was, when he stuck on his headphones, he was listening to a radio station instead of your man in the plane or something. So it's just getting back to the interference aspect of things.
It is important
to keep the thing clean.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, we'll take a quick commercial break here, 22 minutes away from 12 now.
Festival Francais, the Port Arlington, from July the 6th to the 13th, a week of fun and festivities, including the Jewel of Arlington final, dancing in Port Arlington GAA Centre with top bands, fashion show, a 10K road race, a snail eating competition, an art exhibition, jazz sessions and free open air concerts throughout the weekend with top artists. The Festival Francais, the Port Arlington, from July the 6th to the 13th.
Listen. If you're looking for broadcast equipment, then go no further than Phoenix Communications. We can supply broadcast transmitters, stereo encoders, and studio equipment at very competitive prices. For example, a 10-watt FM transmitter costs just £125 sterling. For full details and our free catalogue, write to Phoenix Communications at 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP England. That's Phoenix Communications, 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP in England.
If you weren't born in the USA, now's your chance to get there, because Stag can make your dreams come true. A holiday for two worth over £10,000 can be yours. Stag will whisk you first class to the US of A, drive you around in limos, wine and dine you in five-star hotel style, bring you to a major rock concert, and give you £1,000 to spend. See special Stag bottles for full details and make your dreams come true.
That's filled with fun, with lots to do for everyone. Head for Mosney's, the holiday center, Mosney by the sea.
With its own mainline rail stop, Mosney Holiday Center has everything your family will ever need for the holiday of a lifetime and more.
It's sheer delight, great value too. It's great for kids and it's great for you. Real Mosney fun with lots to do.
Call Drogheda 041-29200.
That's Mosney.
Hi, this is Bob Gallico, and I'm standing here with my arm twisted up behind my back. So I'm really glad to tell you about what you can get from Anorak's UK. Everything to do with free radio. Books, magazines, records, posters, photos, stickers, shirts, videos, aerials, and tapes. And the catalog is free. And even this makes fascinating reading. No SAE required. Just name an address to Anorak's UK. P.O. Box 539, Blackpool, England.
The Midlands gets the news it needs on WEST.
At 19 minutes away from 12 o'clock, a very good morning to you all.
And it seems like a good time to say good morning to Barry himself. Morning, Barry. And Ruth.
Good morning.
And Lisa. And everybody.
I believe the weather's cold over in England at the moment. We're obviously sweltering over here in Mullingar at the moment.
It is actually very close.
Yeah. And speaking of Anorak's UK, if you'd like to avail of the time of my life, person of contact is Anorak's UK, because Barry is looking after it for me. You know the address very well. You can
he
write,
gets fight
you can write to Barry.
Tape he does for you, yeah.
And for the brekkie bits.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, we'll talk afterwards. I had an idea there. We'll talk afterwards. We won't talk business or anything.
I can give you some cue news. Program changes. As from tomorrow morning, it's Greg Cochran, 6 to 9, then it's Scott Williams, 9 to 12, and then from 12 to 3, Al Dunn, who's coming off the nights and going on to a daytime shift, which is great, because I think Al's an extremely good presenter and gets his crack at daytime presentation.
Al Dunn, that guy rings a bell. Is he... what height is he?
I'd say he's about...
Stout-ish.
Yeah, with a mustache.
No, I don't
sort
know.
Sort of a larger version of Phil.
Yeah, a larger version of Phil.
Taller version of Phil, actually. Yeah.
And he's sort of blondy hair, though.
Yeah.
I think I know. Was he involved in hospital radio in Dublin?
I don't really know, Sean. But, he was doing the overnights, and he's now coming on to a daytime shift. And,
yeah, there's a guy, actually, Niall McGann knows. I remember having a chat with him once upon a time about coming to work with us here in Mullingar. And he was involved in hospital radio in Dublin, in some hospital, I think there's a matter or someplace like that.
Mm-hmm.
And... as well as that, your man had a part-time job, so he was fairly okay at the time being when we were on to him. So I think his name is Al Dunn, so it'll be the same.
Good, well.
What kind of things have you got planned for Q, Bob? Are you going to do anything more but news, do you think, would you?
Yeah, I hope so, Phil. I've started putting some humorous input into the breakfast program in the mornings. Mm-hmm. And it really depends on where I can slot in best... as to the results of the survey, I mean, we have shown that we are number one with the 15 to 24s in the recent survey. Now, that obviously means...
RT, we're sort of knocking your... Somebody was telling me the other day that the survey had got done, but it's a new company, is that right?
Yeah.
They're saying they were refuting the figures.
Well, I don't know, because in a recent article in which RT were quoted, they sounded like they were going along with the survey where it happened to agree with their figures, which happened to be that they were Daytonists on the 24 to 35s in certain areas. Now, they accepted those figures. If you accept part of it, you have to accept the whole thing. They did give credibility to the survey.
Mm-hmm.
So really, because of the fact that we are primarily, even more than ever, a music station, a pop music station, it's a question of finding out where I can slot in best, and probably that will always be on a breakfast program.
Right, getting back to, say, the most important thing that happened in radio, say, in the last... Well, since it really started, we said the eye in the sky. But I said I have the copy of the video actually downstairs, and it's really a massive move. How do you think that's going down? Do you think it was a good idea? Do you think it is
I think it was a great idea at the time.
It's something RTE should have been doing years ago.
Of course. I know that Chris had the idea for Nova about a year, 2 years ago, and for some reason didn't take it up. I think it's a good idea. I think it's something which is very,
well, if everybody
very
got in a helicopter in the air in Dublin, that would be great.
Like Vietnam, wouldn't it?
Two helicopters crashed this morning while racing to a traffic accident scene or something.
I think it's a worthwhile service. Some people would argue that if you're in a traffic jam and you hear on the radio that you could have got out of it by going another direction.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are a lot of people that at the time it comes on will not have left work yet or will just be leaving the house, and they will know how to avoid it.
And as well as that, they'll know that the way that the helicopter works, in actual fact, telling them how to do it. So in actual fact, a traffic hold-up, it usually lasts for 3 or 4 days anyway. So the information you get this morning mightn't be relevant to them. But tomorrow morning, yes, it would be.
That's right. And certainly when there's a major hold-up somewhere, which only somebody, at a height can spot, taxis may realize that there's something going on because there's a blockage, but they don't know where or why or what. This is where, the thing can score and can be extremely useful.
Mm-hmm. Good out of that. And the whole idea was, even from the commercial point of view, of taking on some of your listeners and, say, some of the feed dealers themselves, I think that's a great commercial boost. It's definitely using the whole thing to its best of its capacity, what I mean?
Are there any secret things planned in the future for the station that you can tell them?
We're taking the train in the air down here.
Secret things.
Yeah, and anything sort of that you can let us in on maybe about the station that's happening.
Well, the Nova 10K, Nova. Puma. Q, 102 Puma 10K road race is coming up. That was the reason I said no, obviously, is because Nova had the
association
with it for so many years. It's now Q102, which is doing it. And there is a major promotion coming off in the next few months, which I don't even know the details of, but I know that there will be a number of summer promotions. There'll be a lot more, probably, competitions on the station over the coming weeks. Each DJ will have his own separate company.
Yeah, you run a lot of competitions. Do you find that it's a sort of hype in that type of radio?
I think competitions are extremely good for this type of radio. I think the public like it. I think it adds, you know, that little bit of variety. It gives them a chance to participate.
There's certain type of competitions we run here. Some of them will get massive. It's just the way we run them in actual fact. Like getting people to sort of write in, we say, do a little bit of explaining or something like that, you get a medium response.
That's right.
If it's a phone call or something like that, and you can just disconnect all your phones because it burned the place down.
Yeah. Or if it's a postcard where they only have to say yes or no, the name and address
no
down.
Problem.
Yeah.
But I think if you ask them any more than a line, you're really...
That's right, you're wasting
your
time.
You're pushing it,
So, yeah, I think competitions should be very much a part of this type. They are in the States, and they should be here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Phil, we'll move on to other things in the radio.
We will do.
The bands.
Yeah. Right, shall we have a...
only about 10 minutes left.
We have 13 minutes left on the programme,
so we'll have a quick change.
We're looking at Weekly Report, actually, for this week. Some of the information of the news. News a bit thin on the ground, really, just recently. We talked about WLCB in Wicklow last week on 1602 kHz having problems there. Still having problems, I believe, with their new rig that they're working over in Wicklow, so things aren't going particularly too well for them. Let's hope they can sort it out.
Their old rig was robbed and no signs.
That's right, and some studio equipment as well, yeah. So.
And I think that's a rig Tony, I think, supplied to them, Tony Mulligan. He helped them out there, which is very, very good of them to help people in distress like that. So.
A new station in Dundalk, CLR, along with KLR, which I think it was we reported on the other week, CLR 104 in Dundalk. Now, we don't know too much about this station on both sides of the Irish Sea. Nobody seems to know too much about it. So any information about that will be very much appreciated at Patrick Street, Mullingar. If anybody listening up in the Dundalk area this morning wants to know, or indeed has any information about that, we'll see what we can do, provided somebody maybe drops us a line about it. CLR, supposedly on 104, fairly small run station up in Dundalk.
The news on ERI in Cork, actually. Some people rang us here yesterday with requests and had listening to us in Cork, and they informed us now how true this is, I don't know, that some of the jocks from ERI were working on WBEN. Did I get it right?
Yeah, WBEN it is. Yes. I wouldn't be surprised, actually.
So there's some of the jocks, in actual fact, working on that, and they were saying like that, ERI is WBEN now. So that has, we've got to wait and find out what's going on there for
The plot thickens.
Also in Dublin, you were with me, Phil, during the week. We were listening to actually Radio Dublin for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely they have solved all the compression problems and sounded really out of this world in stereo. Would you agree
they
with
did.
That?
Very good separation on the stereo,
fantastic.
Yes. Good old...
really sorted themselves out because they were always kind of up and down. But last week, definitely quality stereo, no doubt about it.
And one or two blank carriers as well included. We actually listened to Night Sky, didn't we? Which is the new station, care of Capital Radio. Well, they now close down at 6 o'clock in the evening, and Night Sky comes on 94.1 and 96 FM in stereo. Quite good, playing album music, which is always nice
That's
to listen
different.
To. An alternative is right,
yeah,
indeed. Some of the other news are down in Kildare. Z104 is supposed to be imminent coming on, which is the station.
We hope to have our FM sorted out there this week. So if you're in the Kildare area, you should be able to listen to us on FM. It's a very poor place for FM with all the mountains, Wicklow Mountains, Dublin Mountains, and then
right.
the mountains around Kildare. It's kind of a little place that nothing gets into. Candy Radio and Ballinasloe, I think they're still going ahead. There's nothing definite on that there yet, but... I listen to a few
strange
things.
Name for a radio station.
Yes, sounds sweet. Yeah. What else I would to offer? I'm moving away, am I?
Speak into the microphone, please.
What else? Yes, a lot of action on the FM band actually in Dublin. Liberty Radio are having a few technical difficulties during the day we were in Dublin. I think this last
they were. It was the tuner.
Sorted out
the
then.
Tuner had drifted, and they were only on FM. Because the tuner had drifted in the medium wave, was kind of picking up half another station
That's
instead
right,
of Liberty's.
Yeah.
Yes,
you seem to have been informed since then. But anyway, they got themselves sorted out towards the end of the evening, and Kiss FM on medium wave was actually getting out quite well.
Mm-hmm. On 11:16.
Yeah, on 11:16. We monitored those people quite regularly during the day,
mm-hmm.
and. 738 is quite good, which is energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Stereo a little bit weak. There are FM signal in certain places, but around the centre of the city, definitely, it was quite strong.
Mm.
And a new face there is the young Dublin fella. His name escapes me. Terry Stevens.
Oh, yes.
He's joined the gang there. And Sunshine Radio is sounding the same format, same everything else, and seems to be doing quite well for themselves as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Energy, Bob, just out of interest?
Pardon? Who? What?
Wake up in the back.
You're
there.
I think they're coming along okay. A few familiar voices to me, obviously, you know.
Oh, yes.
People I work with. Mm-hmm. Gareth O'Callaghan.
Yeah. One thing we did notice on Energy during the week was they were advertising 5 spots a day for 7 days a week for £99.
£99, is it? Yes.
It was 5 spots a day for 7 days.
Yeah.
35 spots a week, in other words, mm-hmm. for £99, which definitely seems unbelievable value. Whether it'll do harm to the other stations in Dublin offering those sorts of prices or whatever. Maybe they said it's just for the first 25 advertisers. Mm. It'll be interesting to see what the rates will be after that. So we say the best of luck to those people there.
Indeed. I'm sure the station's very popular going around Dublin listening to it. Quite a lot of the shops and restaurants have it on inside, you know, mm-hmm. so it's obviously very appealing to some people.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. I mean, obviously the best of luck. The more good professional stations, the better.
Oh, indeed.
And it is very, very professional. There's no doubt about
it. It is.
That,
oh, very, very tight indeed. Very commercial, very tight.
And love their new jingle package, like ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we haven't the complete package as yet, but we're getting there.
We're getting there. Sounds like
the way,
British Rail this morning.
Actually, post works out quite funny, doesn't it, back and over to England?
Yeah,
very weird.
The other day, weird, yeah. Manchester.
I wrote to Steve England. I'll say good morning to Steve England and Alphasound if you're listening there, actually. I wrote to him on Thursday afternoon and he rang me up Friday lunchtime and said he got the letter from Mullingar. I thought that was quite amazing.
I was waiting, 9 days for a letter to come from London?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I've had some. I sent something to Barry recently. It got there in about 18 hours.
Yeah, that's it. Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah.
I seen a letter coming in here at 11 o'clock one morning. It's supposed to 12 o'clock in Liverpool the day before.
Yeah. You can't be very crafty, by the way, you can't shit. I think there's about 2 or 3 deliveries go across to England. So they told me in the
I
post
think the
office.
The biggest problem seems to be between Manchester, we say, and London to get that 200 miles or whatever.
Mm. It's
it down a canal, doesn't it?
It goes down something.
And Big Al in Limerick is rumoured to return as well. We're not quite sure of any frequencies
on that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of excitement actually happening down in Limerick.
There is. And it's really getting very popular. Almost as popular as Athlone these days.
Mm. Without a
doubt. Centre Radio and Clonmel apparently are very much improving themselves and getting to be very more commercial day by day. And they're being relayed by Riverside Radio this morning. They're on shortwave, 6306 kilohertz, if you've got a shortwave radio. Although there is a possibility that it might not pick them up because of atmospheric conditions, but there we go.
And we also have to say hello to Ken Murray, who is in charge of Rainbow, which is Boyneside's radio anorak's programme.
Kieran Murray, please.
Kieran Murray.
Not Ken Murray.
Kieran Murray actually rang me during the week and we had a great chat on the phone. I was just thinking afterwards, I was on the phone for about 15 minutes, so we'll have to send him off half the bill. Boyneside is paying all the bills, all his 50 p's. Said that there was compliments flying around about Eddie being on the air and how much people enjoyed the programme.
Mm.
And he was telling me about Mr. Flood. This Mr. Flood keeps popping up. He has not joined Energy yet, and he's still working with Carousel and Navin, but there seems to be a vacancy coming up quite soon, so we wish Mr. Flood the best of luck with Energy. And what else had he to say to me? He said that, in actual fact, his programme is recorded, so he'll be listening to our programme this morning.
Mm, very good.
And he also told us that he checked on our frequencies. He was had his little radio up on top of the Wicklow Mountains. Well, not on top of, but as far as he could go up by car. And he was monitoring all the FM frequencies. He was able to receive Boyneside up there, Leith Community Radio, ourselves, I think all our frequencies. And that was it. He said he was getting nothing out of Dublin, which we sort of said the week before. There's nothing going out of Dublin FM into Newbridge or any of those places. So, good morning to you, Kieran.
Yeah, that's right.
And nice talking to you. And give us a ring sometime again. I think we'll have to ring this guy back.
Well, we'll have to have him on the air maybe one morning for a bit of a chat.
Sorry?
I'll repeat. Yes.
Right, well, Bob is in the studio this morning. He's starting off on his new venture. And definitely wish him the best of luck.
Thank you very much, Captain. If anybody is interested, contact Barry about it, about the program. It's ready for launch. And personalized promos with for each week with the show as well. Personalized to the station.
Word.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And it's on cassette, of course.
It's on cassette.
Which means anybody can
exactly,
use it.
Yeah.
Right. We have you
can get in contact with ourselves here, and
we can always pass on the details, certainly. But
so
it's
now down in Wexford, ABC listening to us down there this morning. He said he always listens to us when he's in bed, and with his loop, I think, beside him.
Good.
And I don't know what guy I'm talking to there, but he rang me one day and he said, "Yeah, I was listening to you in bed there last Sunday." So if you're listening to us there, you can import Bob down into Wexford.
Sunday's a very easygoing day, I've found.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know.
Except us, we have to get up, haven't we?
Well, some of us are up at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, yeah.
Right, I think that's about it, is it? Are we there yet?
Well, we're 4 minutes away from 12. I think that's about all the news we have for this week. Don't forget, we'd be happy to hear from anybody who wants to write with news, complaints, anything like that. Slander, we'll take it all.
Money.
Patrick Street, yes, indeed. Patrick Street, Mullingar, County Westmeath in Ireland. Wherever you're writing from, we look forward to hearing from you, whether you have news, anything at all. And thank you very much to Barry, of course, for sending the report. We'll have the same for you again next week, hopefully with some more great news for you.
Yeah. And there's a thing, actually, I didn't hear a commercial going out there for Phoenix Communications. There is a company London who builds FM transmitters, quite good. Actually, we use some of their equipment here ourselves. And if you want a phone number, in actual fact, the commercial has been running this last few Sundays, and they gave me a ring during the week and they said, okay, look, I'll stick a phone number on it. So if there's anybody out there that wants FM transmitters ranging anything from, we'll say, 10-watt transmitter right up to 500 watts or even as far as a kilowatt, quite reasonably priced, stable equipment, no harmonics, no nothing whatsoever. They can pick it up in England, or the boys can export it or import it to Ireland for them, whichever way you're looking at it. And you can give us a ring here anytime during the week on 42104 during office hours, and I'm sure we can pass on the number to you of those people in England, and they're on the phone most of the time.
Nobody right, okay, lovely. Well, I'll play the commercial for you in a few moments.
Even on 42104, we can give you the numbers, and the lads are available on the phone as we talk
right
here.
Lovely. Thanks very much, Bob, for coming in this morning. We've
thank you
enjoyed
very much
your company.
For having me on your program.
No problem at
immensely
all. Come anytime. You're always welcome, of course. And from Captain West and myself,
a very good morning.
That's
we'll
it for me.
All again
see you
week
all again next week.
And hopefully there's no more lightning.
All right, good morning.
If you're looking for broadcast equipment, then go no further than Phoenix Communications. We can supply broadcast transmitters, stereo encoders, and studio equipment at very competitive prices. For example, a 10-watt FM transmitter costs just £125 sterling. For full details and our free catalogue, write to Phoenix Communications at 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP, England. That's Phoenix Communications, 11 Barclay Oval, Woodford Green, Essex, IG8OPP in England.
I want to ride my
bicycle, 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 bicycle.
The best engineered bikes in the world are the bicycles built by Peugeot. Why, we've been making them since 1882, and our latest range is the most technologically advanced and innovative ever. See the superb Peugeot range at your local bicycle dealers today. Peugeot, the best engineered bikes in the world.
The Jamboree Club, the Longford Arms, Longford, presents Sunday the 6th, the original Melody Aces. For a great night of enjoyment, go along to the Jamboree Club, the Longford Arms, Longford, Sunday the 6th, presenting the original Melody Aces.
1,000 singles to give away, so get your Sam's Buds crisp today. There's Ghetto Blasters going too in this Sam's Buds competition boogaloo. So start eating pretty fast, 1,000 records ain't gonna last. Get your Sam's Buds crisp today, get your Sam's Buds crisp today.
5 great Ghetto Blasters and 1,000 golden disc tokens for any smash hit single must be won with Sam's Buds crisps. Check the Sam's Buds competition in the Sunday World or get down to your local Sam's Spot store for details.
So get your Sam Spots crisp today. Yeah!
WEST.
Chuck, good morning, good afternoon, good day, whatever time it is in your part of the world today in much right through until 3 o'clock today, so I hope you'll all stay tuned. Well, lots of requests, dedications and what have you. And don't forget, coming over up over the next few weeks, of course, the 11th to the 13th, we have the Munster Fla coming up. And from the 18th to the 20th of July, we have the Leinster Fla, and that's taking place in Enniscorthy in County Wexford. And from the 26th to the 27th of July, we've got the Ulster Fla Cole taking place in Ballyshannon in County Donegal. And of course, we've already had the Connacht Fla, which took place there on the 28th to the 29th of June. So the provincial Flas, I'm sure all the artists that are involved in those provincial finals rehearsing very busily at the moment and getting ready for it. So good luck to you all on that. Now, we have a little note here. Dear sir or madam, it says here, I posted you last week an advertisement which I asked to be given an airplay on your Coltis programme. It concerned the session of Irish music being held by the Munster Connacht branch of Coltis called O'Rearn to be held in the Raymer Inn in Ryfield. The date for that session should have been the 12th of July instead of the 5th. Could you please mention it with the proper date? I hope this doesn't cause too much inconvenience to you, and I apologise most sincerely for this error. And that comes in from Elizabeth King, the branch PRO. Well, if you went along to the Raymer Room last night thinking that the Munster Connacht branch of Coltis were having a big night there, well, you were disappointed. It's not until next Saturday night, the 12th of July. So that's something to look forward to. So you just have to get into your little motor car and go along again. On to some music now. The Wolf Tones and the Snowy Breasted Pearl.
There's a calling
Cow Cream Dairies of Moat, fresh milk daily, available in the new handy litre cartons. Also available on new Snow Light low-fat milk. For deliveries in the Athlone area, contact Reginald Lee & Sons on 0902 75037. From Mullingar, contact Mike McCarthy on 044-48286 or contact our head office in Moat on 0902 81151. Snow Cream and Snow Light milk is now available in your local shops and supermarkets. So housewives, when shopping, be sure to avail of our new handy 1 litre cartons. Support your local dairy. Contact for deliveries, Reginald Lee & Sons on 0902 75037 for Athlone. Contact Mike McCarthy on 044 48286 for Mullingar. Or contact our head office in Moat on 0902 81151. Snow Cream Dairies of Moat.
Do you want to join the fastest growing media service in the region? Do you want to be a part of our dynamic and professional team? Do you think you have what it takes to be a member of a young, tight and exciting advertising staff here at this station? Radio West is now moving into a dominant media position in this region. If you are responsible, reliable, and not afraid to work, Radio West offers you a future
now.
You must be over 21 and have a car. Ring the marketing manager now on 044-42153. That's 044-42153. The Radio West Roadshow is on the move again, playing in the new Montego Hotel, Sunday, July the 6th, in the June of Arlington final, in the Festival Francais de Port Arlington. Bring your friends, make new ones too, when Radio West Roadshow plays in the new Montego Hotel, Sunday, July the 6th. Radio West's Kayleigh Law Tour program is now the most listened to Kayleigh radio program in over 8 counties. This is an ideal opportunity for any business to advertise during our 3-hour program. It gives your business an opportunity to advertise to over 1 million people at a very cheap and competitive rate. There are 2 ways you can advertise on Kayleigh Law Tour. One by spot advertising, and the second is by sponsoring a part of the program. Radio West advertising really works. Just ask any of our advertisers. Word of mouth advertising has always been known to be the very best way to advertise, and Radio West does just that. It's modern and effective. Phone our advertising department now on 044-42103, 42104 or 42153. Radio West Advertising, putting you on the right wavelength today.
Well, here we go with some requests now. The first one in today is about a request for Pauline Walsh of Crohan and Mark Walsh of Ahamore, and they celebrate their birthday today, the 6th of July, and that comes in from the McGrath family in Crohan. Believe it or not, I was out shopping during the week and bumped into that lady, and she wrote it out on the back of a shopping list, so to make sure, and told me to make sure and fit it in on Sunday. Hello to Sean Scully of Ballycommon. It's his birthday tomorrow. And Peg and Jack and Pat and Mark, I think it is, send in birthday greetings there to Sean. That's the famous Jack Scully there in Ballycommon. I'm sure there'll be a big traditional Irish session in Scully's in Ballycommon. No relation, that's the people. We always have to say that just in case people think I'm playing requests here for my relations on the programme. Moving along now with Mr. Jimmy Shan himself.
Thank you.
that was Jimmy Shannon there. A little bit of a frog in the throat this morning, 12:15. Kayleigh Lorch here. I hope you're all enjoying the weather. It's not too bad here in Mullingar this morning. This is a request for the Glennon family for baby Dermot, who only drinks his bottle in the pram with his mother holding it. Hoping they're all well. See you all soon. Lots of love from Bridget. And we've another request here from the same family as well. It's for the Maher family of Ballyrithy of Duncairn in Borough County Offaly. Hope Connie is feeling much better again and all the cows and calves and dogs and cats are well. I hope to see you all real soon. Hope Niall and John are good boys and that you Bridie is feeling them well also, from your good niece and cousin Bridget as well. Sticking in Scotland sort of at the moment this morning, because coming up next we have the Wolf Tones with a lovely song all about the flower of Scotland.